tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Revolution will be podcasted.
Yes, we are back in the saddle. It is a very special episode. We're very excited to have our guest on. We'll bring him in 2 seconds. Super successful Bakersfield show. Sold out well in advance, and Bakersfield came out and super crushed it. So thank you, Bakersfield. You came out. You took a moment out from smoking meth to come and talk lizard people, and we appreciate you. A lot of great things going on. If you want to see the show live, we got shows coming up. What do we got coming up?
Washington, D.C.
That might not be happening. We're working on that. I'll find out.
Then we got Cobbs, San Francisco.
Cobbs, San Francisco. That's September 13th. Cobbs, we returned to the scene of the crime. That's where our first big show was. Cobbs, those tickets are available. And then Austin, the following week, we're in Austin. We're back at the Stateside at the Paramount Theater. Myself, XG, Eddie Bravo, and I believe my good friend Tony Hinchcliffe will be there. So we will be getting into that. Go grab those tickets now. I promise you, the show is cooking with gas. Guys, if you love the sports show, go again, check out the t-shirts. We just put the new skull and pyramid t-shirt should be up. We got look at that, alien shot JFK. We got the woke boys. We got lizard people. We got the Raiders thing. That's going. We're super excited about that. So it's all on like Szechuan, okay? Then go and support the Patreon. It is cooking with gas as well. Almost 3 hours of content every week, exclusive to our friends at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/tinfoilhat. Conspiracies Now at the Comedy Store. The Mad Hatters. I mean, I'm just cranking out stuff left and right.
Truth bombs.
Truth bombs, like a motherfucker. Oh, and then I'm doing a weekly live stream Q&A. It's called Sunday Fun Day. Ask me anything. So that is every Sunday. Now, on the 27th, I'm proud to announce that I am on the CW's Mysteries Decoded. Go check that out. It's myself, Jennifer Marshall, and we are getting into the Montauk Project. Yes, Montauk, your face off, dude. We're talking time travel, MK Ultra, a lot of shady shit going on with that whole thing. And that is live August 27th. 9 p.m. the CW. I guarantee you're going to enjoy this one. I know I'm going to get called a gay Jew shill. I know that's going to happen. All right, it's all going to come out. Can you find it? No, don't worry about it. So go do that. All my dates are available at samtripoli.com. You can also find my specials, both of them. You can find both my specials live from the Viper Room, Zero Fucks and Armageddon live on samtripoli.com, streaming for free. Did I forget anything?
BetDSI.
Oh, today's episode, my friends, is brought to you by BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI, use the promo code HAT100, and they'll match up to $500, whatever you deposit. And you can do parlays on UFCs, man. The great fights, the UFC fight card over the weekend was phenomenal.
Ooh.
Good stuff. Big boys banging.
Okay? You make money?
I lost. I'm assuming I lost. We also got boxing. We got NFL's heating up. You name it, use the promo code HAT. They are the longest running sponsors we have. They're BetDSI.com. Support the show, support our sponsors. Amazing things are coming. amazing things are coming. And it's all here. XG, I'm happy you're here with me, dude.
What's up? Yeah.
What's up? Joining us live in studio, a returning champion, one of our favorite guests. Anytime he's in town, I demand at gunpoint that he comes and he joins us live in studio. It's an honor to have him on the show, even though XG has his phone number. He won't give it to me. That's okay. He obviously hates Armenians. Please welcome the one, the only, the legend, R.A. the Rugged Man. How are you?
The pasty. I'm looking at the shot right there.
Yeah.
Pastier than normal.
We're all pasty here. I mean, he's a little beige, but the rest of us, we're taking L's on that sunlight.
Yeah, last time I got in trouble for banging the tables, everybody was mad.
Yeah, it's okay, dude. If you read the comments, it'll drive you nuts, even though I am full on reading the comments about this episode we did with a guy who I actually like. I like him. I don't care if we argued or not. Jans Urban, I will have him on 1,000 times. I'm getting yelled at, but it's okay, dude. It's okay. Welcome back, dude. Last time we talked, you were in the midst of like really locking down this new album. I got to be honest with you. I hadn't listened to a lot of your stuff before you came on, so when you left, I'm like, I'm going to peep on this, dude. I love your shit, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's great stuff, man. You're in my workout. You're in my workout playlist. You and Taylor Swift. Right? Oh,
he has a song with that Taylor Swift.
When her new record came out, I just rapped over her shit. And everybody went crazy over it. I was like, I'm just rapping over Taylor. It was a little quick joke, you know, the kids on the internet. Hey, you can rap. I can rap over that, anything. Just whatever.
Yeah, the video's dope. It's some dope shit.
Yeah, but the new album is almost done. It's all the recording is finished. All the arrangement is done. Now we have three final mixes to do when the album's done, and it's the best work of my entire career, and it's gonna
I'm telling you, man, you're a crusher, dude.
Nah, but this is the next album is next level, even better than anything I ever released, so you know
the definition of a rap flow is one of my favorites.
Oh yeah,
that's a jam, dude. Yeah, it's a great I think it's probably one of the most underrated songs I've ever heard, man.
Okay.
Because it just fucking it has a nice flow to it, and I like singing it while I'm running at LA Fitness, and people stare at me and wondering why I'm talking to myself the whole time.
That one was critically acclaimed. It's just, you know, when you're doing records independently, you know, you gotta, you know,
I know everything about that.
Of course you do. So as much as people love it, you know, Mark Ronson, all the big guys tweeting about it when it came out, and you know, all the hip hop heads and, you know, Big Daddy Kane's, like all the legends and stuff. But, you know, when it comes to like commercial radio play, you're doing stuff independently with your own money. So it's a different ball game, you know. So
you prefer it, or would you for once like to just bask in the glow of the lizard people?
No, well, you don't have to bask in the glow of the lizard people. Sometimes, you know, something catches on a little bit here or there. So, you know, it all depends. I don't want to ever sell the rights to my shit and just for a little extra acclaim with a bunch of losers that don't understand the culture anyway. But, you know, if the music got heard to a bigger amount of people that could appreciate it, that's a good thing too, you know?
So within comedy, there's this whole movement that comedy's dying. You see people putting out memes like the art is dead. And I don't see like that at all. I see like the most amazing comedies being done right now. Some of my favorite comics are killing it, like at a level like we haven't seen in a while. Like I was watching Joey Diaz last night, and I'm like, this is what it was like to watch Sam Kennison at the top of his, like this dude is shredding this room, saying the most real shit you'll ever hear. And then I think about the whole show, and it's like monster, monster, monster. Is that the same with hip hop? Because you always hear hip hop's awful this and awful that.
Same exact
thing. But some real shit's going on.
It is unbelievably great lyricists out there spitting crazy shit, and you'd be like, oh, wow, holy shit. You know, the crazy, incredible shit. So, you know, you just got to look for it harder, because now there's this dumbing down of the mainstream culture where, like, they even try to say, like, well, they're rapping too much, or they're rapping too good, or they're too lyrical. Nobody wants that lyrical stuff, you know, so. They're promoting this whole thing of music should be dumbed down because you're old if you like it the other way. Like, there's battle rappers, like the kid Daylight, who got the tattoos on his face. He's a little, he has antics, like he shit on the floor during a battle rap and all this stuff. So I didn't even know he was super, super lyrical at the time, because I heard his name, but I heard him more for the antics. But then, you know, he came to one of my shows and was mosh pitting on stage with us. So, you know, I started checking out his stuff, and just the other day, I'm scrolling past, and the kids came with these unbelievably ridiculous lyrical bars. And you go, God damn, Daylight. You know, and that's just one out of many, many dope, incredible MCs on the planet, you know? So, but, you know, I wouldn't have heard the Daylight Rhyme if you know, it wasn't presented to me, you know, when I firsthand got, you know, so you got to search for things a lot of times, too.
Yeah,
you know?
I always enjoy finding a new artist, too. There's something, like, as a comedian, and maybe this is more about me than comedians in general, when I see, like, a new gunslinger, right? Like, something happens to me, I'm like, oh, dude, we got another gunslinger here, dude. And, like, I could have this moment where it's like, we could be cool, man, or we could be, like, high noon this motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, I just know the pattern of me, so I go hard into the be cool. Like, I go, you know, I'm going to love this guy because I'm just, the nature of me is being super competitive. And I, in comedy, there's no need for it because groups rise.
Well, super lyricism is appreciated less and less. So I think if you show appreciation to a super lyrical person and they see that you understand what they're actually doing, they appreciate it a lot more. So a lot of the lyrical dudes are pretty close with each other. Like when they meet, we're all cool with each other. The ego comes in when it's about the celebrity in the music, when it's like, oh, I'm the biggest celebrity and I'm too cool for you, too good for you, that kind of thing. But like the lyrical gods are just, you know, kind of, hey, what's up? Everybody's kind of cool. Like you see Kool G Rap, hey, what's up? Everybody's cool. Killer Priest, all the best lyricists. Everybody's got Master Ace, all these guys, you know. Even the guy Crooked out here, you know, he'll be up there. You know, everybody's kind of just down to earth, a lot of the real lyrical guys. Your Elzai, you know, I've seen him. Oh, my God, you know, he's giving me props. I'm giving him props. And these are, like, the greatest lyricists on the planet, you know. So yeah, that's all I'm saying. It's a little bit more less about the ego of I'm somebody special. But when it comes to the craft, we get our ego. Like, you know, each one of the guys I name want to be better than me, and I want to be better than them. And it is a competition thing, but we all kind of have respect for each other.
On the way up, you have to have an ego. You have to believe in yourself beyond what everybody else is.
No, you always have to believe that you're great. If you want to compete at a high level, you even if you have insecurities, you have to know that there's something in there that's going to take you to be great as the greatest.
But that's
know?
In everything, though.
Yeah, it's in anything.
Anything.
Yeah, exactly,
anything.
Exactly.
You got to believe
so
it.
You need that kind of ego. But I'm just saying, like, there's certain artists that they talk shit to the limo driver. They mistreat everybody around them because they're a celebrity type. They want to feel important. So they talk shit to everybody and talk down to people. And then they're nobody. Nobody gives a fuck about them in a couple years.
Who's like that? Who's Mayweather.
He's the most famous guy on the planet for being like that. And exactly, but there's people, you know, he's a multimillionaire, multi-champion guy. There's guys that, like, I remember in the 90s, a dude would get a record label, like sign a deal with Sony or something. You know, never had a record out, never had a fan. And they'd be in a limousine like, yo, motherfucker, like just acting like they're the gods. Gift to the planet, and you're like, yo, you ain't even gonna have a deal in 6 months, fucking jerk.
Yeah, dude. We see that shit. There's this cat named Ari Spears, whatever his name is, and I'll blast him right now. Every time I see this fool, he's treating people like shit. And I met him twice, and both of them are like the most disgusting shit in the world. And his boy is my friend who opens for him. I love this cat. And he's always like, hey, this dude has changed. Like, and I see him again. He hasn't changed nothing. It's like, we're comics, dude. Yeah. We're like, we're blessed to tell jokes. Why are you fucking giving everybody attitude?
Yeah, but you know what? The bigger the ego, the harder you fall the fuck down.
Because in
life, all of us melt. We all get wrinkled. We die at young, or we fucking lose our health and we melt and fucking die and fall off. No matter who you are, you're not going to be shit at some point in your life unless you're dead.
Yeah.
So, I'm so great. And then you see a couple years when this person's not paying attention to you, that person's, and now you want all the attention and your ego's making you go mentally ill and insane. So, like, if you're level-headed and then, you know, normal life shit happens to you, you could deal with it because you're not, I'm a god. You know, you're a fucking human being that's going to die any day now.
Any day, you know? Dude. So. I want to talk about famous stuff, and I'm not putting any words in your mouth. It's my stuff. I see that Jay-Z has signed a deal with the NFL to deal with, like, cultural sensitivity and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's something about Jay-Z, my opinion, not yours, makes me uncomfortable. I think he is he's what I call these shepherd dogs, man. Like, their job is, you know what a great example, like, to me, he's a modern day Al Sharpton. What Al Sharpton was back in the day was, like, this guy was the, when white billionaires want to act like they're doing shit with the inner city, they hire these these certain guys who give lip service and do all this shit. And, you know, when Kanye West came out and said, you know, with Trump was like, hey, man, he's our president. We should, you know, we should give him a little bit of respect. And it seemed to be like this kind of like, let's not be at odds with each other as I talk shit about somebody. But let's not be at odds with each other. Let's kind of find some common ground. And then, you know, some like Jay-Z and these other guys come out and they pound on him to like hurt him back into like the group pack. And like, I don't know, there's something about me.
What did Jay say to Kanye?
Jay-Z was like, he was calling him up, telling him, don't do that. Don't meet with him. Don't do this shit.
Yeah, but he didn't publicly disc.
Yeah, Kanye. He did.
Oh, he did. Okay, I mean, at least as far as I remember, Gossip Girl shit. And as far as Jay-Z, he's a business guy.
Yeah,
that's who he is. So the NFL, it's exactly what you said. The NFL, how do we fix this? You know, black society's turning against us because we blackballed Colin Kaepernick. So how do we fix it? Because we don't want them to stop watching football because they're a big, you know. So how do we fix it? So they call, like you said, they'll call, oh, Jay-Z, you know, billionaire, most famous black man on the planet. Let's call Jay-Z, see what we can do. So Jay's like seeing dollar signs, I'm sure. And he says, okay, how much you going to pay me? Jay's not in there to help cultural situation with the NFL. He don't give a fuck. But he's there, you know, how much they going to pay me? And I'm sure they gave him a huge, giant check. Like, please, fix it. So Jay's there to fix it. Jay doesn't care if it's fixed or not. Jay's there for the money.
Dollar. You know? And there's, I mean, a t-shirt on, I guess. You know, it's like, for me, like, I think one of the most punk rock.
What is the most racist people hire the Jay-Z types or this person? And my friends in Hollywood, too, it's like they're hiring. The most racist white people are hiring black folks and women to say, look, we're not sexist, we're not racist, we love blacks. Yeah. And they'd be on their Instagram, like, look at my black director and producer.
Yeah.
Look at my black person. Look at my woman. Look, it's a woman. You know, it's like, yo, you're the sexist rapist.
Yeah.
And you're the fucking ex-Klanman motherfucking Hollywood acting like, look, but we're not the racist ones. You know, so because look, a black person, it's like, that's more racist than anything in the world.
The Me Too movement, where it's like all these people, we're just demanding Me Too. It's like, respect us. And then they do like Oscars where everyone's dressed for Me Too. And then you give Kobe Bryant a fucking award. And then you give what's his face who smacks his wife around an award. And it's just like, it just falls on deaf ear. It's like, and the fact that this town, and this is again Sam talking, not RA, this town where like this notion that questioning what might happen in Sandy Hook is like a death sentence, and we're not having a discussion about that, but then is openly dismissing a pedo-gate and how fucking cuckoo crazy everybody is to believe in pedo-gates. Like, what makes one set of kids so sacred and another set of kids just a complete another garbage pail kids? Yeah,
because,
like,
because they was in bed with it, that's why.
Yeah,
so they exactly. were the ones in bed with it, like, cover that up. Yeah. This will make them look bad, but this is gonna make us look, you know, even worse. So I mean look at Epstein. For decades and decades, every single person knew Epstein had Lolita Island, everybody. And if you talked, oh, that's conspiracy, Bill Clinton was there for 26 times, everybody knew that. How many years did you know that? 10, 15, 20, years. 25, 30, how many years did you know about it? Everybody knew about it.
How many times have you flown with someone 26 times? Yeah. That's a homie.
Yeah,
that's a homie. Yeah, like,
it was known. It was known information. But if you brought it up, they would be like, "That's Alex Jones shit."
Yeah,
you know. But then now all of a sudden, you know, whatever. I don't even know why they decided to take him down now. I'm not smart enough. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Yeah, but they because he was so connected. What, they gave him 18 months to one time? They were letting him off for everything. But now finally they took him down, you know. And who the fuck knows now? We don't even know.
Because,
a lot of people,
dude,
you know, hey, here's $500 million. Let me go to Bermuda or some shit, you know.
He's got a known island. What? He's got a known island. He just kicks it there.
No, yeah. Not anymore, yeah, not though, that dude. Island, that no, they, yeah. the, I got the feds a couple are there right now. About, yeah, oh, yeah. Not just the feds. NYPD's there, which is very weird because what? I don't think that's
your... Do you think he's even dead?
Here's my opinion. One or two things happened. And I honestly believe this is above the Clintons' pay grade. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I really honestly believe one or two things happened. Either one, he's still alive. And that
Which
shit
is
ain't
very,
real.
Very likable. And I mean, very,
very possible.
Possible, yeah.
And likely. And then two.
Likely.
Likeable. Giving a little heart. And then number two is the Queen. I mean, like, people don't realize.
What was it, Prince William? Is that what
Prince, Prince Andrew. Andrew.
Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew.
Like, she thinks. People act like she's just like, none, dude. That girl, is that woman might is like as high up on the pyramid outside of maybe an eight foot albino lizard person.
But you see the media already attacking anybody who has fucking theories on that shit. They'll be like, well, look, now the conspiracy theories are coming out. And it's like, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Like, this motherfucker had so much information, and he's on suicide watching you take him off, supposedly, and then there's no footage of it. And we're, you know, like, of
course. What about Colbert coming out? Here's a dude who's fucking, this should be called Sam Flamethrows Everything. Stephen Colbert, right, has his show. He goes from Comedy Central to the show. It's tanking, but Trump gets elected, his ratings soar. I mean, his ratings are so bad before Trump that they were going to replace him with the British dude after. And he's like, my feelings are hurt. He literally said that. It hurt his feelings to hear that. It's like, you're a grown-ass man, dog. So Trump gets elected, comes in.
He saved all the ratings.
Saved his ratings because of that. And then this guy continues to lie to his audience about Hillary jacking the primaries, Russiagate, Epstein, pedo-gate. I mean, he would tell us, he'd make fun of kids being molested in a pizza parlor. Like, how many times does this guy have to lie? And now he's telling everybody, like, oh, stop looking into these Epstein conspiracy theories. Dude, he died on suicide watch in a high-max fucking prison where nobody's committed suicide in 40 years.
And he had dirt on the most powerful people on the planet. So, yep. You know, I mean, anybody, I mean, people that don't even believe in conspiracy theories, like, you know, just the average person. Look, like,
Trump retweeted that shit.
Which one?
Trump retweeted this
that
thing.
That one comic, Terrence something.
Yeah, he went on this rant saying I'm on, like, it's not a conspiracy, blah, blah. Just straight saying that.
That's common knowledge, I figure.
Yeah. I mean, I listened
to Trump. What did Trump retweet? What was it?
Well, there's this guy, this comic named Terrence, I starts with C, but he did something about how, like, about how Epstein got suicided by the Clintons, about how he won't make any jokes about Clinton because he doesn't want to get suicide. Well, Trump retweeted that.
Oh, okay.
And heads exploded.
So he was endorsing that Hillary killed him?
Yeah.
That's a little childish because, you know, there's no proof for that,
it's
though.
It's Trump.
You know? But there's no, Well, he is a child.
Hold on, dude. But there's about, like, 60 people, and I'm not lying when I say 60 people.
On a Clinton death list, I know all about that. Yeah.
I mean, like, one
but
of the
But still, the president, you know, retweeting, you know, them
well,
saying that Hillary
thing,
killed Epstein.
Dude.
You know,
that's like, his thing. He loves to muck that shit up.
Yeah.
And he's just fucking crazy. I gotta be honest with you. I love black conservatives. I mean, like, I'm not a conservative guy at all. I'm a traditional old school liberal, you know, make love, not war, equal rights, workers' rights, you know, child labor laws, art, you know, all that shit that like liberals over the last century and a half have fought for. But there's something about black conservatives that I find so punk rock because it's just like. Because, again, it goes back to
what you mean, like a Candace Owens type or something?
Yeah, that's just like because it's just so not that, like what they say is pounded on so badly by their own people. And it's just like to come out and be that shit. It's like, Sue, there's like guys who go like there's a couple dudes who just walk around with their phone walking into like bad section of towns and just like, hey, dude, what about this? Well, and they have real dialogue with people.
Yeah.
And you start watching people catch on to like, hey, yeah, this guy right here, Terrence K. Williams. It's really funny. Like this guy does some really great stuff on his like Twitter account. He's really
pro
funny.
Trump guy.
Well, yeah, I
seen people was flipping out because I didn't watch the clip, but who she's always Martin Luther King's niece that always come out and be like, Trump's not a racist, you know. So. And everybody's like, come on, Martin Luther King, niece.
King. Do you think he's a racist?
I think there's certain things. You know, I do, you know. So.
If you had to tell me right now, what do you think Obama's highlights of
No, I'm not going to big up Obama. like, you know, I think that, like, a lot of times they'll crucify Trump for stuff that the exact same stuff Obama already did. I know all of that stuff. I'm not ignorant. I'm not like and I'm not like Trump is a devil and this guy's a nice guy. Like I think Bush, Obama, Trump, I think they're all monsters, you know. And I think Trump, you know, was the drone strike king. We all know about that. But you know, his policies on immigration were pretty heavy, and he was sending a lot of immigrants back. So now they're saying, oh, you know, Trump is worse. But I don't know. I don't
Obama was bad, too. But yeah. Since he's African-American,
it is the position. Like we said on the show before, you put Santa Claus into the role of president. He's a war criminal in 2 weeks. I mean, yeah. It's like it's about the position. I think that says something about our country, where I think we're in a place right now where we have taxation without representation, where we are forced to pay our taxes to a private entity, the IRS, that is not a U.S. government entity. Don't at me on that one, okay? And they're using it for whatever they want to do. Like, we are subsidizing oil companies. Why are we subsidizing oil companies? Why does the government have to cut them a check to keep the lights on when they're making so much money?
Yeah, exactly.
$98 billion a year we pay oil companies to help them keep the lights on.
I mean, you see what they've been doing to Tulsi Gabbard now, trying to smear the shit out of that lady?
Yeah. She has some CFR in her.
Are you a fan of Tulsi? I like Tulsi.
I like Tulsi. Yep. Yeah, yeah. She has she's like literally the outside of Joe Rogan, the most famous person that follows me on Twitter. So I always like have to kind of like catch what I say because I don't want her to not follow me. But she does have CFR connections, and she is supposedly a disciple of Sheldon Anderson. So I always keep...
Explain that further, because I don't know what you're talking about.
CFR. Can you look up CFR? CFR, what is...
I just like her foreign policies.
I do too, man.
About stop destroying and killing kids all over the world.
She did time. She actually served.
Yeah, she did two tours. And I like her words, man. I like what she's saying. You don't know if you could trust anybody, but like as far as all of the agendas that the stage is on, I rock with Tulsi, you know?
I like her the most. Yeah. I used to like Elizabeth Warren, but then, you know, that whole Native American protest in North Dakota happened, and she didn't say anything until, like, literally the last day after Obama said we're ending this, which they didn't even do. That was more like lip service, and then they continued to pound on these people.
No, he just held it off so that when Trump went in, it'd be Trump's problem.
Well, that's a lot of stuff.
Because it was literally like a month later he was going to be president.
So Council of Foreign Relations, what is Tulsi? What do you have against Tulsi?
Okay, so the Council of Foreign Relations is basically a think tank that really drives a lot of our foreign policy. And what's very interesting is there's actually a video out there about them talking about how to go to war with Iran. And this gentleman talks about how they might have to use a false flag to get us in, like, attack a ship. And then what happened? We attack.
Yeah, of course.
There's a ship getting attacked.
Of course. That always happens.
You want to hear something crazy about
this? But what does Tulsi have to do with that?
She's a member of that.
How do you know?
You can Google it. It's a known fact. She's a Tulsi Gabbard. T-U-L. C.
Right there, the first one.
There you go.
Remember, we're back to you suck at Googling shit.
Yeah, I suck too.
Is a member of CF4. Yeah. That's Reddit, though. Is that
a fact? But go to DuckDuckGo. Stop using Google. We're never using Google on this fucking pod. But you want to hear something very interesting about the CFR, and I don't know if you have you ever heard of the Psar family?
No, I don't know who they are.
Okay. So, can you look up, open another one when after you do this one. Okay. Look up, put in David, go duck, duck, go. Okay. David, P-A.
I don't know. You know what it is? I just see everybody attacking this woman with fake smears, and they're not even real smears.
Let's see what that is. Okay. So the Psar family, okay, right here. This is the Psar family. David Psar. His father were the French royals of back in the day, and during the French Revolution, his parents were basically taken and put on the guillotine.
So you're saying Tulsi's related to them?
No, give me 2 seconds. Yeah, so So they chopped off his parents' head. Well,
all right.
The Freemasons take him under, they put him under house arrest. He's a kid. They replace him with his.
Oh, look at that. Remove Tulsi from the membership list.
Yeah. Maybe, dude.
I'm telling you, she's the good shit, man.
Hey, dude, I would take her right now over, I think, I would take her over right now. But back to the CFR. So this guy, David Pizarro, he's under house arrest. They replace him with his slow brother. His brother replaced him in house arrest, and they sneak him out, and they get him to England, and he's under the, I believe it's King David, I believe, basically takes him out of control, says he is under my protection now. At some point around 18 years old, King James, sends David to the United States with... basically gives
King,
them
not the King James that wrote the Bible.
No,
right?
I think it's King something, dude. Yeah. I'm figuring this out right now.
Yeah.
So they send him to the United States, and they give him like 500,000 acres and a ton of cash, and he begins to build an empire. And there's an argument that the Pizarro Family Trust owns like almost all the United States. They own the New York City Federal Reserve, in which all the government money goes through that. That's where they get paid out, and they own all of it. Now, there's this whole discussion that the CFR is just simply...
a version of it?
No, it's just his family trust, all their businesses. They all come together and decide how to keep the train rocking and rolling.
That's possible. That's definitely possible.
Like, these are the lizards of all the lizards, that the Rothschilds are their desk jockeys, these Pizarros.
Wow. I still love Tulsi, though, after all of that.
I do love Tulsi,
No, I mean,
too.
She's against privatized prison. She's against the death penalty. She's, you know, she's against policing the whole planet. And
what do you think about that they want to make, if you do, like, those mass shootings? Death, like instant death. None of that whole waiting around and then giving you a year. Like, if you literally did a mass shooting and they caught you, it's straight. Like, why even give you time? Why?
You mean like no trial?
That's what they
down with that. You know what I want to outlaw?
Because then they'll be like, this is the killer.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with him.
Yeah. I want to outlaw four men in black army fatigue that all the witnesses see. Like, you hear right out the gate. Oh. I want to outlaw fucking all the emergency drills done by law enforcement before these. I want to outlaw, like, fucking pharmaceutical drugs that fuck with these guys' heads. There's a lot of shit I'd like to do before. I have a real problem with the death penalty. Not that, like, let's say we live in this idealistic world and, like...
Where the real person got...
But we have a racist, bigoted legal system.
And corrupt system, exactly, yeah.
That offs people all the time.
Yeah, innocent people get murdered all the time.
And then I was thinking the other day that, you ever hear this, you know, it's actually cheaper to keep somebody alive for life than to put them to death. And I go, oh, that's why they never get rid of the death penalty, because everybody makes more money on death than they do on keeping people alive.
Yep, so you're giving the government power to say, hey, I'm going to... kill this person, and do you like that, to have that power to, like, you know, I think he's guilty, let's kill him.
No, but the reason I'm saying that they're doing it is so once you kill that person, they can't speak anymore.
That's
what I'm saying. That's exactly why they would want to pass it.
Yeah, no, get rid of it. I mean, like, I don't say you give any of the fucking any more power
to the government. Yeah,
you remember when OJ got found innocent?
Yo, by the way, OJ Simpson, follow him on Twitter. He's the best person on Twitter.
You know what's so interesting?
He's my favorite political pundit on Twitter. OJ Simpson is the realest dude on Twitter. Go to his Twitter. He kills it. Shout out to OJ Simpson.
first time ever on the show. What I find very interesting is how some people are like, I can't believe OJ has a Twitter. Oh, he killed two people. Oh, my God. Yep. Then you think how openly there is actually now a new term called suicided, because the Clintons are known for offing so many people who might have crossed. I mean, like, we're talking about people who are credited with almost...
Yeah, there's a lot of more murderers on Twitter that are verified than O.J. Simpson, you know, like high you know.
And it's just like the people are outraged.
You know what I'm outraged about? That they still didn't verify OJ. We know it's him. Verify the motherfucker. We know it's OJ.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Condemns Twitter. Quick death penalty for mass shooters. No guns for those who pose.
Trump said quick.
Yeah, but what does
quick,
that even mean?
Quick death penalty. Like none of the whole.
So no trial and nothing. Just be like, yo, kill him.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Okay. He said that they
that's
wanted
scary.
That.
That's scary. Because they're going to be like, this is the new serial killer.
Yeah. Never get
somebody with information. He did it.
XG, are you down with that?
No. I never said I was down with that. I just said it was showing up. And it's literally what they did to Epstein. You kill someone, they can't talk.
Yep, exactly.
If he's even dead,
yeah,
dude.
If he's even
well,
dead.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that because of
$500 million to whoever the fuck the state or whoever the fuck he had to pay off, they're taking it and they're slipping them out the back door, you know.
Well, you ever hear that joke? Was it you that told me or somebody said this about El Chapo? They fucking seized all of his assets and they took it about $10 billion. So, guess what? Mexico paid for the wall.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, very some interesting stuff happens with Epstein dying. So, once they arrested Epstein, they raided his giant home. This, like you heard about his 77.
I heard they raided his island too, right?
They just did that.
Yeah.
But they raided. If you go, can you go to Tinfoil Hat's Instagram? So now that he's technically dead, right? All that evidence that they got from his house.
They could burn it.
No. They can go after anybody that they found stuff on, and those people cannot contest the evidence. I mean, they can't say it was gotten illegally or any of that stuff. Only Epstein. Go down. Keep going down. Keep going down, 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 all the way down. Oh, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Keep going down. Look at that motherfucker right there. Right there. Here it goes. Right there. Stop. Yep. I can't believe they only got 500 likes. That pisses me off. Background, important note, after Epstein's death, no one will have the standing to challenge the search warrant on his house. Everything will be admissible against other defense without possibility of motion to suppress.
Okay.
That means all that evidence can now be put into court.
Yeah.
Whereas Weinstein could argue with this shit. Keep going down. No, the other way. Sorry. Keep going. Now, did you see this shit? This, dude, this guy who's doing the autopsy did
I saw this already.
Martin Luther King.
Is that real? That's truthful, though?
Yeah.
That's the real guy?
I go, there's no way this is real. So I looked it up. This guy's 85. He did Jesus' autopsy.
I read that for a second. I said, I don't know if it's true or not. Yeah, it's true. That's crazy.
It is crazy, dude.
Oh, even you said, oh, that's your thing. Holy shit, is this true? Yeah. How do you know it's true?
Because I did research. I did multiple places. They broke down everything, where he is and who did it. Then you could Google each one of those cases and see who did the actual autopsy.
Yeah.
Keep going down. So the next thing that's very interesting, the death of Epstein was announced on 4chan 40 minutes before anybody else knew about it.
That's real, too?
Yeah.
Well, that goes on a lot on 4chan, I hear about. Like some of the stuff that somebody says on Twitter ahead of time. Who was it? There was a big one like that. Was it?
The shootings.
Was that what it was?
Because that's where it kind of like starts, and they'll kind of
Something on 4chan where like Trump is going to say something, and in 40 minutes it happened.
Oh, that's Q.
Was that real?
Q Anonymous. It's basically stuff that goes down on the 8chan. And now 8chan's very interesting.
But that was really that wasn't really happening. Was that really
happening? That has happened, yes. Okay. What's very interesting about 8chan, so you have this shooter in El Paso.
Yeah.
And so this manifesto comes out, and all of a sudden it's found on 8chan, and for some reason the government decides to shut down 8chan. Well, the owner of 8chan or the creator of 8chan goes, that was not put there by the shooter, it was put there by somebody else, and it was already uploaded to Instagram first.
Yeah.
And you find out, why are they getting rid of 8chan? Well, it's these Q drops things.
Wow.
This is where all the Q drops, all this inside quote unquote info.
Who do you think he is?
If you're asking me who Q is, I think he's NSA.
Yeah.
I think there is a battle between the CIA, deep state, and the NSA and Trump's people.
Yeah, just like leaking shit out.
Yeah, letting people know to fight what's going on in the media. The media is taking L's. Has anyone had a worse year, with the exception of this Epstein shit, worse like 3 years than Hillary Clinton? I mean, you lose. You probably have the greatest loss in the history of human competition. out of all the shit that happened, you were like, everything was there for you to win.
They had what was it, 97-98% in the poll or whatever. What was that? The New York Times poll the night before. It was like 98%.
It was that or the Andy Ruiz fight, that big fool, the Mexican fighter.
No, it was like that.
And then it was way worse than that.
People who knew Andy Ruiz knew that he could fight, though.
He can. You watch him; he moves.
Yeah, it's just like people that don't watch boxing, they go, "Oh, it's a fat guy," you know. But Andy Ruiz was highly talked about for years. You know, they say, "Oh, he could be the first Mexican champion." Like when he was on the come up, people really liked him, and he really didn't lose. He had one loss, I think, or draw. I think it was a loss, and it was to somebody that most people thought he beat.
And he gained weight on purpose
and
to be bigger.
And he picked that up. That fight he'd picked up on very short notice.
Yeah. The rematch is coming up too. It's a good one.
I mean, they're gonna do whatever they can. Well, you know, it's like who'd he beat? What's his name? Anthony Johnson, you know, it's
Anthony Joshua.
Joshua, you know, when you come up as the most physically gifted guy in the world, and you meet a dude who's has more skill,
who's a banger, and he's fast with his hands, even though he's a fat boy, he's fast with his hands, you know. So
white boy's coming up in boxing.
He's a Mexican kid.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He's a Mexican kid. Okay. No. But if you want to go about white boys in boxing, look at the Klitschko's reign a couple years back. My boy Ice Scully, who was a trainer of champions and he fought for world titles, he's like, yo, imagine in the 80s if we said, you know, in 30 years there's going to be 2 40-year-old white guys that nobody could beat in the heavyweight championship world. So the Klitschko's kind of did that for a while. But now, you know, we got Dante Wilde. So black heavyweight champ is back, you know, except for you know, now we got the first Mexican, you know.
Fury.
So, yeah.
Fury's
Fury, that's true too. Fury's a great fighter too. He's super, super, super skilled. And his boxing ability is high level. Like he has the capability of beating anybody at boxing. But he doesn't hit like the other guys. So he also has the capability, as we saw in the last fight, of you hit him clean and he goes down, almost dies, you know, because Dante Wilder hits harder than anybody. He just doesn't have the skill. You know, Fury's 10 times skilled. Not 10 times, but like a much higher level skill as Wilder. But when Wilder touches you, boom, you know.
I want to get into some other stuff's going on besides.
Yeah, and wait, everybody, excuse me. I had a rough fucking month. I was going through it mentally. Since last time you see me, I was really fucked up in the game.
Why? Okay?
Just a little, a little off. So, and then I had a long trip today. I didn't sleep last night because I was flying over. So I think I was a little spacey the first half of the podcast. So I'm going to try to get back into it for you guys.
Well,
you're great.
He asked me stuff and I was just like, yeah. Now I'm here. But I'm in the middle of it. Now we got a little boxing talk going, so now I got my energy back.
You're killing dude. We appreciate you coming really. On.
You know, I didn't make any jokes yet. You know, we got to get on the joke a little bit.
We are now moving into what this is.
I'm going to make the show really good. I'll do like a live on-air suicide right here.
I could use the ratings.
That shit will be the hottest clip on YouTube. Would they take it down off of YouTube? You
know? We'll pick. Isolate it so nobody's we're having this thing called Disclosure, the U.S. government, aliens, UFOs. What is R.A. the Rugged Man's take on aliens, UFOs, interdimensional? Is this anything you ever think about? Do you follow this?
I saw the movie Extro. Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, it's great. This fucking alien in the woods. It came out the year after E.T., so it said, not all extraterrestrials are friendly, you know? So he rapes the girl in the mouth in the woods, and then, you know, he's born.
Is that on Netflix?
I just seen it on the big screen again, and I got it on Blu-ray too. It's one of my favorites. It's not. I don't know if it's a good film, but it's just so different than
everything.
It's
just your film.
So she and I used to watch it as a 10-year-old. She did.
Hold on, what? You were watching Mouth Rape at 10?
Yeah, VHS tapes. You were around for the VHS when the UK was banning all the tapes over there, and they, you know, all the Christians were like, "Oh, ban Silent Night, Deadly Night. I don't want to, you know, have a killer Santa Claus." You know, like that whole era in the 80s with VHS tapes. Well, yeah. So,
do you think that Christians were, in a weird way, right about some shit in terms of
not with censorship?
Well, not with censorship, but this is in particular the rap, the hip hop game. We see a lot of dark arts, a lot of pentagrams, a lot of all that shit, a lot of saluting the dark arts, man. I mean, like, do you think in a weird way they were just so crazy we didn't want to hear them, but they were right about some shit?
No. See, the problem is the Catholic Church from the beginning of time, they ruined all art. It was like, it's like, you know, this is, we must not. Because when you give anybody, like the government, you give the Catholic Church all this fucking power. And I know the Catholic Church is different from Christians. You know, Christians, you know, they're just a section of Christianity. But they had so much power. And you know what they would do. They'd come take your land. They'd take your woman. They'd burn your woman to the cross. But then they kept power even after all that fucking nasty, horrible shit. But then, like in the 20s and 30s, they go, "Oh, we don't want that film to have a dirty joke. Oh, if they have a sex scene, then this one has to die because he cheated on his husband." You know, like all these rules with the church. So all the scripts had the church on it. You know, so then once we got the church the fuck out of art, we were able to do whatever the fuck we wanted to. And then, you know, it kept going through the 60s, 70s. But then Tipper Gore was on the left trying to fight all art and shit too, you know? But then you had...
Fuck the Gores.
Of course. The Ku Klux Klan family.
Fucking...
Well, you know Al Gore Sr., you know who he was. He was a big Ku Klux Klan guy. They never mentioned that.
Oh, really?
But yeah. Al Gore Sr. was straight up Klan member, like a known, well-known Klan member. Yeah.
When you find out that people like Beto as a Democrat and Kamala Harris, and they say that her family owns slaves, does that mean anything? Should we hold that against them?
Did Kamala Harris's family had slaves? Yeah. I don't know about it. What year was it?
Wait, when they had slaves in the Jamaica and shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hold that against somebody that was born that never had a slave before. Because the thing is, look at Germans. My grandchildren are German, you know? And my grandchildren. my daughter and my son are German. They were born, they're dual citizens. So my baby's mother, I'm sure her grandparents had some kind of, you know, German Nazi shit in them. Is my daughter a fucking Nazi? No. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people had to do things that they did in certain times. And, you know, I don't know. You know, think about all the young Germans around right now when I go to Berlin.
Shout out young Germans.
Shout out to the young Germans.
Sprockets, we done.
They're like the least racist country in the world now because of the 40s. They're like so anti-Nazi, so you're not even allowed to, you know, say Sig Heil or something over there. They'll arrest you type of shit.
Well,
you know,
they have a grandmother that's in jail right now for saying that the Holocaust did not go down the way.
Oh, you can't even deny it? Oh, okay.
Well, you can't even memorabilia.
Discuss it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't even know about that. I believe it. Germans are strict. But what all I'm trying to say is, like, say my son ran for office, which he wouldn't. He's a maniac already, the kid. But like,
how old's your kid?
He's 2.5, and my daughter's 3.5. But, you know, say he ran for office and they go, "Hey, back in 1920, his great-grandfather was in World War One, and then in World War Two." Like, you know, so it's kind of the same type of thing.
No,
like,
I get that. Yeah. When we look back at, you brought up the Catholic Church, there's a lot of stuff coming out about the Catholic Church. Now they find all these bones under like a particular building in the Vatican.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't
heard? There's so much shit in the Vatican.
We get very much into identity politics, and you see people get very like very protective of the Catholic Church. And I go, you know, your spirituality and your beliefs is not the church. The church is a physical thing that only represents.
Yeah.
It's not,
it has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with spirituality. It's nothing.
Yeah.
But you know, and you know what's funny too is that You know, the church is like a political force. It plays politics. So, you know, when all the charges against the kids being raped and all this stuff were coming out, and they got rid of Pope Benedict, they're like, you know, we're so hated right now. So they got
which has never happened before.
Yeah, but they got the new friendly guy, Pope Francis.
Yeah,
Pope Francis, and he's the good guy. He's
cool
the
Pope. One,
he was a bouncer at one time. And yeah, he has left wing ideology.
He knows how to skateboard.
Guy.
He won X Games gold.
Yeah, but don't they know that? It's still the Catholic Church. So they're putting a friendlier face on it to say the things you want it to say. And he's saying cool things that you know, the media likes. And they, oh, look, this is the good Pope. But he's sucking you back into the Catholic Church, motherfucker. So what do you, you know, you know, it's like anything. It's like the American government. Like one year, when Obama's president, you go somewhere, oh, we love America. And then when Trump's president, oh, we hate America. Like, so you hate the whole country based on one leader? You know what I mean? Or do you love the whole country based on one leader? Like, oh, I'm so proud of America now that Obama's president. I'm so disgraced by America now that Trump's president. It's like, oh, the Catholic Church, we actually have a good pope now. It's like, why don't they see through that? These are just little fucking faces that, you know, it's a much bigger...
And we hear about it when we talk about U.S. politics, that you don't get to that level unless you play ball, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why would that be any different than the Catholic Church? Like, to get the Pope.
Yeah.
I mean, like, imagine what, like, you know how, like, a Pope dies or whatever, and they're, like, decide a new Pope, and they all meet, and, like, what do you think they're like? They're like, yeah, like, I ate 5 kids. Well, one time I ate 12 kids. And they're like, Billy's ate 19 kids. I watched him eat 19 kids, you know? Like, what are they deciding on who's going to be Pope or not?
Yeah. And I did 7 exorcisms.
Yeah.
like, what do you mean? There was a mentally ill person and you yelled at her and spit on her or something.
Yeah.
That wasn't an exorcism. That was you being a psychopath by acting like she has the devil in her, you know?
What,
I don't know. You like aliens and stuff. Do you believe in exorcisms and stuff? Or do you think
we had a guy on, a friend of mine, Jeffrey Daughtry, who we've had now on twice, and he says he's done some exorcism.
Well, you know, Capadonna from Wu-Tang Clan said the same thing. He was like, yo, all right, I was in the hood in Brooklyn and I had to do 2 exorcisms. And then his boy was like, yo, we was in the airport and there was demons around us and Cap saved us with the circle. Like you know, so
you don't believe in demons? Do you believe in energy?
I don't think that Cap made a circle in the airport. But hey, Cap's my brother and I love him. But, you know, he really said he went and did 2 exorcisms in the hood, you know, and I'm like, so it's like Wu-Tang exorcisms, you know, they should start a new company.
I would watch that.
That's the new show. You should call him, Cap. Listen, should we call Cap right now, see if he'll do it?
Yeah, call him up.
Get the phone, let me get
him. Yeah, call him up. Call him up. Yeah, dude, call him up. Let's see if he'll do some Wu-Tang exorcisms.
You really want me to call him?
Yeah.
Oh, you could edit this, right? Do you go right through the whole time?
No, this is, hold on, let me find where they got. There it is, if you need this. Here you go. Look that up.
I don't know if he'll like this.
If he doesn't, we'll edit it out, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Hello? Oh, you can hear it?
Yeah, I can.
All right, did it stop?
Hold on. Let me see. Can you hear it?
Hello?
Can you hear us? I can't even hear us in here. Something happened. Fuck it, man. You can hear us on that? We're back. Nope, we're
hello?
Back. There we go.
Let me try to call him again.
Any luck? It's like...
Yo. Here we go.
This is the closest I'll ever get to anybody in the Wu-Tang.
Oh, if you want, Killer Priest lives out here. Killer Priest will come on.
But really?
Oh, yeah. Don't make his day. Look at his face.
I love it when rappers come on, man. I want to have a whole rapping fucking conspiracy show.
There's a million rappers. Just tell me who you want. There are a lot of them out here.
Don't even get me started. You'll get a whole Christmas list.
Leave a message and have a great day.
All right.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, yo, Cap, it's R.A. I'm on my boy's podcast, and I was just reminiscing about the time when you told me about doing the exorcisms in the hood. I want to call you up about it and see if you want to talk about it.
I watched that all day.
He said they need to do a Netflix series of that. call me back anytime. Love you, bro. Peace.
Oh, that was great.
Somebody's going to listen to this and pitch that show. I'm telling you. Somebody's going to pitch that show. I would do that all day, dude. I would do that all day. You don't believe in that shit. I believe in all that stuff, dude.
Oh, exorcisms and
I believe
everything?
In...
So you believe that the church, when they'd come in and be like, she's a witch and she's an exorcist, do you believe all of that stuff?
I believe there's energies. I believe that...
So when they was burning those witches back in you know, what decade was that? What year was that? I mean,
1700s, I think. Something like that. When were the Salem witch trials?
Did you ever see the movie The Witches?
No,
I mean, not The Witches, The Devils.
Did
you ever see the movie The Devils by Ken Russell? You'll love it, man. You'll love it because it was all about that.
I haven't gone to a lot of movies lately because I just think they're garbage.
It's 1971. I hate all movies too, new movies.
Look at Sam.
But this was 1971.
1693.
Yeah, dude.
You're 7 years off. Look at you.
Oh, I would have lost if this was The Price is Right because I've been over.
The Devils was Ken Russell, and Warner Brothers cut it. There was a scene of a masturbating Jesus or Jesus fucking a cross. So there was some kind of Jesus imagery, and Warner Brothers was offended in 71, and they cut it. And it's been 4 decades. They're still trying to get an uncut version, and they won't let it come out. They don't care.
Really?
Yep. Even all these decades.
I think there should just be a channel where you're allowed to go watch all the movies that weren't allowed out.
Yeah.
Like, not Netflix.
Yeah, but they, you know, they financed it. So Warner Brothers owns the footage, so there's no way to get the footage without Warner Brothers saying, you know, they can have the footage.
But it's like there's a Louis C.K. film out there where, like, it was the movie he made. It was all ready to be released.
Yeah, right, the week before the
shit happened.
And then it
drops.
Yeah.
And then there's this movie that is out about, like, I think maybe it was Warner Brothers or Universal was going to put out. Where
The Hunt.
Yeah. Now that game dropped.
Well, I was tweeted about that because it was the stupidest thing I ever heard. Because The Hunt is, there's a movie called The Most Dangerous Game. It's 1932. The people that made King Kong, they were tremendous filmmakers. They did the year before King Kong, they did The Most Dangerous Game. And it's a masterpiece of what it is. It's very short, but it was based on a short story. And The Hunt, you know, what happened is The Most Dangerous Game, they remade that over and over and over through the years. It'd be Surviving the Game.
Yeah,
Avenging
Ice-T
Force.
Was in one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Escape 2000, which was Turkey Shoot. Like, every B-movie filmmaker, and Jess Franco did one. Like, everybody, but Hard Target, they said The Pest, you know. Like, so the exact same movie's been remade for 85 fucking years. Now, all of a sudden, 2019, it's cancel culture. So it's like, no, it's too controversial. It's the least controversial. It's been made 50 fucking thousand times.
I think it's because there is this notion that the elites are up to no good. That's why.
But that's what the Virgin in 1932 was. They were the rich
kid. Can you look up Royal Family? I believe Royal Family found guilty of hunting children.
Oh, there's one called Confessions of a Psycho Cat that stars Jake LaMotta, the boxer. And it's got a lot of fun shit in it.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Some of the worst acting ever.
Yeah,
what's going on here?
Teens were drugged, and basically they're in a court of law. Either they were found guilty or they were put on trial, and it was that... These royal family people hunt children. They release
and
them.
And it's the true story here?
Yeah. I mean, there's women who've come out and said, I was one of those that they got hunted and survived.
Yeah. Well, you know, I believe that. Oh. I believe that, you know.
That sounds like the Montauk Project.
What? The Montauk Project?
Yeah, literally. Drugged, stripped naked, raped.
Yeah. That's what they do, man. I mean, like, you have the royal...
So you think all of a sudden... They remade that movie. Oh shit!
Can you still hear? Oh, there we are.
Oh, yeah. So you think all of a sudden they remade that movie for 85 years. Now all of a sudden the elites are like, well, I don't want that story to be told. I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying that it shouldn't be told. I'm like.
Yeah, but you think the elites are behind The Hunt? Not is that what you're saying? I'm just
that some people are weirded out right now that there's all these adults. Like, people now are Googling all this shit about, you know, pedo-gate and all this shit, and the stories are about fucking royals and elites hunting children.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, or I'm not saying that's even the reason.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just seems like they're in a real, like, freak out moment right now. I don't know anybody who watches anything on television, actually watches it.
Yeah, yeah.
You better hope they do.
What? Oh, yeah, CW? So please check out the CW. But do you believe in aliens at all? Are you into interdimensions?
Well, like, I definitely think there's something out there that's smarter than us somewhere, or something else that exists that's not, you know, that's not on our planet. I definitely believe that. I don't know if it's like a comp. Well, not. I don't even know smarter. I don't know.
We just assume. I don't know. Green.
I'm just saying. I my guess would be that there is life somewhere in that giant solar system. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know if it's the life that, you know, from the 1950s science fiction with the giant brain aliens, you know, like, or like, you know, Spielberg did it later, the Close Encounters type of shit. I don't know if it looks like anything
or
like that.
Or it could be a robot.
AI?
Yeah, like an AI from aliens. Well, they took over. They literally, what happened to us could happen. Could have already happened.
Do you guys see that they're using AI in China right now at those Hong Kong protests? And I'm like, you know how advanced your AI facial recognition has to be able to tell one Chinese person from another? That's like super fucking AI facial recognition right there.
Oh, man.
That's
Sam. Are you allowed to say that, Sam?
I'm allowed to say it. This is my show. I'll say whatever. I say it on stage and everybody laughs, even Asian people. do you pull any punches when you do your rap? Are you
No.
I can't say that.
There's a couple songs on the new album that, you know, it's like I wrote them, you know, a couple years back, and then I recorded them recently and mixed them, and I'm like, you know, in this climate, they're really going to come for me for this song, you know? So I played it for the label, and they were like, that's a little uncomfortable. I said, that it's going on my album, you know? It goes on my album. I'm not going to take it off because of the climate changing. Like, I'm or not... You know, the political climate change.
Global warming, polar bears dying, you can't put out your app.
Yeah, no, I'm saying some really fucked up shit on a few songs. But, you know, then I have, like, really some really commercial nice records. But because I make the kind of music I feel. Like, if I get a beat, I make a song and what I feel comfortable making to the song. So if there's one where I really want to get over the top, extreme, and say whatever the fuck I feel like, and you're angry at the time when you're writing it, I do it. You know, and I'm going to keep that record on there. But where a couple people I played the records for, like, maybe you keep those three off and you'll have a bit better time this time, you know, and you'll have a bigger audience and you're cutting your foot off by putting those three records on it. And I'm like, nah, fuck that shit. Those three records are going on it because there's people that were down with me from day one when that's who I was, just this degenerate creep fuck monster on records, you know? So, like, I'm going to cut that part of my career out and not do that anymore to make, like, a prettier record, you know?
You got
to
stay loyal to your people and what they expect.
Or to yourself, too. Yeah. Nah, fuck what they expect, too. Yeah. It's like, you know, it has to feel right, too, you know? Because you don't want to be stuck in a fucking, I got to perform for my fans and make sure that they get the record that they're expecting from me. I don't want to do that either. Like, I want to feel comfortable. Like, if I do some old crustified dibs crazy shit, I want it to be a new level of that, a new style of it.
Right.
You know? So it's not exactly what I used to do.
And they liked what you came out in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't know who they didn't. You didn't have a style. Yeah, they liked it from the beginning. Yeah. So keep to what you like.
No, you should always be to what you like, because when you start, I'm finding this in my life.
Yeah.
When you try to please everybody, you please nobody.
Exactly. So if you're like, this record's too soft, you know, my hardcore fans ain't going to like that one. Fuck that shit. You make the soft record if you feel like doing a soft record.
Or skip the song. Fucking skip the song then.
You know,
if
you got an ultra hardcore, violent, fucked up, sex porn record, you go like, that's going to be on the same album as this nice one? Yeah, it is. You know, it's where your mind, how does your mind work? Sometimes your mind is in a nice place where you know, having a breakfast with your family and you're thinking nice thoughts and you're saying positive words and somebody, a family member might have died, so you're talking to your niece positively. So, you know, sometimes your mind is there. And then sometimes you're hanging out with your boys and you're talking about, that fucking pussy hole was so small and, you know, she was fucking, had big titties and a fat ass and, oh my God, and she sucked off the whole crew. You know, you do all that, you know. So, like,
man, rappers have more fun than everybody else. I don't know if any chick ever come to a comedy show and said they sucked off the whole crew.
Well, we were bad. We were bad.
We were bad.
I said bad. I find that interesting that, like...
No, I don't mean bad, like we were bad. We were bad. We had wild times. Yeah. You know, there was a lot of sex parties, a lot of crazy stuff, you know? Yeah.
Jordan Peterson said something very interesting, that the demonization of womenizing, right? This whole thing about banging all these chicks and how it's frowned upon in society. Well, it's done by people who can't do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what he said. That is true to a degree. It's like, oh, you know, DiCaprio's fucking a banging 24-year-old girl. He's too old. What do you mean? He's rich and the girl's hot and she's a model and she's 24 years old.
And they want from the other.
Yeah, she's a grown-ass woman. She's going all over the world and hanging out with the most famous guy on the planet. He's having sex with a beautiful model that he's attracted to. And everybody's happy. But you know who's not happy? The fucking idiots that are watching from, you know, the jealous assholes from the side. Like, what a scumbag. What a creep, you know. Oh, Tom Cruise's girlfriends in the movies keep getting younger. It's like, yeah, because, you know.
Dude, what's going on with Tom Cruise?
What do you mean?
Have you Googled, like, how he looks versus all of his co-stars from the original Top Gun?
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Well, I don't know why he's healthy looking or something.
Oh, dude, he looks like he's 30. The rest of them look like they're melting candles.
Well, he is one of the richest people in Hollywood.
That's baby blood, dog. That guy's doing gackers.
But what I'm saying is he has, you know, all the best trainers and plastic surgeons and, you know, everything in the world to high-tech shit. So, you know.
That's what they said about Gloria Estefan. Do you remember when she got in a bad bus accident? It was way back. She was supposed to do a show in Syracuse.
But I'm not saying Tom Cruise isn't into some funny, weird shit and doesn't. I don't know what the fuck that guy's into. So I'm just saying, like, you know, he does, you know, and he's an ego and he's obsessed with himself. So he's, you know, he wants to make sure he's the best looking thing forever till he's dead, you know, like, so, you know, that's all I'm saying, you know.
I saw a really good deep fake video that involved him. What's your thoughts on deep fake?
I don't know what deep fake is.
Like those fake videos where they're so good you can't even tell?
Like they put your face on something on another video and it looks like you're the guy in the video.
Yeah, well.
But it's gotten so advanced now.
Yeah, I don't even know about it, but you know, you knew that they could do that already. So the problem is with that is then how are they going to have evidence for anything with video? They're going to say, hey, look, we got tape of it.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're supposedly.
And then they say, that's not me. And then they're going to say, well, we have an expert that says is you. That expert is being paid off, you motherfucker.
Yeah, like this guy doing all the autopsies. Yeah. Well,
the Martin Luther King OJ autopsy.
So guy. If you put.
Shout out to OJ Simpson. Follow him on Twitter. Go to his Twitter and play one clip of him on your show. Come on, man.
Can they hear it? Can you go to Bill? What's his name? Bill Hader? What's that guy from Saturday Night Live? Bill Hader? Bill Holder? Do you know his name?
Bill Hader?
Put in Bill Hader, Tom Cruise deep fake. It's not working?
Nope.
It's fine. It's probably on all the time, that computer. All the time. But, man,
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, but you know what else? You know, the other backfire to what you're talking about, the deep fake shit, is that now when you do get caught, like, it's not just, like, if you didn't do it, they'll say you did it. It's like, if you do get caught, you could be like, nah, that's a deep fake.
Yeah.
You know, so now even when you get video, you can lie to all your fans and all your supporters. But nah, that's deep fake. That ain't real, you know.
What supposedly happened with this Hillary Clinton snuff film that's out there?
What's that now?
So they arrested.
Tell me about this one. I don't know.
Have you heard about all these NYPD officers that have been sadly offing themselves? Like now,
I heard one the other day or something.
Today and yesterday.
Oh, okay.
One did it. So they're up to 9.
Wow.
So supposedly Anthony Weiner gets busted and they find this laptop. On this laptop, they throw a press conference at NYPD. They're like, what we saw on this laptop made me cry. And supposedly it's this video of Hillary and Uma Abedin doing a snuff film with a tiny girl. Well, that police chief is now dead. And now...
Well, who said... Did he publicly say it?
Yeah, he did. He threw a press conference.
And said that Hillary Clinton made a snuff film with Abedin.
He goes, what we saw on this computer made us cry. We can't say what it is, but it's been... He goes, we copied this... this hard drive, and we sent it all over the country.
And that guy's dead now?
That guy's dead. 4 or 5 cops involved with that case dead from suicides.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's a snuff movie, though, you know, with Hillary in the movie killing a little girl.
Well, that's the whole thing. This Epstein shit's all about blackmail.
Honestly, anything is fucking possible.
I love it.
So I'm not going to say, no, that can't. This world's fucked up. You don't know what the fuck is happening. So I'm not even going to tell. No, Hillary didn't make a snuff movie. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying she's a good person, but I just... I'm not sure, but I agree that whatever made them cry, there was probably incriminating shit on there. But
yeah,
I just don't know if it's an actual video of them killing the little girl. You know,
all I have to say is like people like Anthony Weiner don't go to jail for a picture of a girl on a naked girl on his phone, whatever age that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't go to jail for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At that level, when they're grooming you for the presidency, and you find a picture on your phone, you don't go to jail for that.
Yeah, he was an idiot. He kept just doing it and doing it and doing it, and they made a documentary about him, and he did it more, and he's like, he didn't stop. He's a psychopath. He's a fucking mentally crazy person. But
the word is on that computer, he was producing kitty porn.
Really?
When does this album drop?
Album. How do you go from, hey, Anthony Weiner?
Trying to wrap us up, dude.
Anthony Weiner.
Well, I got one question from.
Okay.
You said anything's possible. What do you think about flat Earth?
Oh, well, I don't believe in it. You know, I think more tests that they've done and looking out the window and, you know, it kind of shows that the Earth is round. But they lie to us about everything in history. So that's why I understand why flat earthers exist, because they've been lied to so much that they start saying, hey, they probably lied to us about this too. So if somebody comes to the table and says, no, it's really flat, they've lied to you the whole time. They say, of course they did. Because it's almost like shell shock. We've been lied to about every single piece of history. Everything's been a lie. So why not the Earth flat too? You know, they'd lie about that too. And the moon landing, they lied about that. Like that's where I think that come from. But if you said you want to put, you know, $1,000 on it, I said, I bet you that it's round, you know?
Yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I was told as a child it was round, and I think it's round because I was told it was round. I've done no research into it. I say it all the time. So I only say it's round because I was told it was round. The people who believe it's flat, my friends, I agree with them on 95% of the other shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which makes me go like, what does that mean? Like, I believe everything else believe.
They do have pictures of it, and it looks like a round ball, though, you know?
Yeah, but now you have like Neil deGrasse Tyson coming out going, oh, it's or is it Neil Tyson? No, Neil deGrasse
Tyson. That guy.
It comes out and he's like, oh, it's not a round ball. It's more like ecliptic or
like a football, like
And you're like, hold on, dude. We got all these pictures of this round thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're telling us it's not actually that.
Wow,
like, what are you doing?
There's a rapper named K Reno. Have you ever heard of him? From Texas, you would love him. He's such a good rapper. But he did a rap, and he's old, from Texas. He's been out since the 80s. You know, he wrote rhymes for the Ghetto Boys and Bushwick Bill and all of these guys. He's been out forever. But he did a song called The Debate. But if you do K. Rhino Flat Earth, it's like, so he raps as both sides of the debate. So he's the flat earther and you know, the round earther. So like it's like 5 minutes of a debate with him doing every argument that you can have for flat earth and against it, he did it in a rap.
Bravo's head's going to explode.
He'll love it. Yeah, tell him to put it on the show. K. Reno, R-I-O-N. No, R-I-N-O, sorry. And then put flat earth. Yeah, there you go. There you go, flat versus globe.
All right, man. We'll listen to that shit later on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll definitely check that out. Well, all right, man. I appreciate you coming on, dude.
If there was any other controversial, I'm alive now. If there's any other controversial topics before I leave, feel free to throw them
out. What do we got?
Another one.
And if you
want to
cut a little of the beginning off, feel free too.
No, dude, it's all good.
Area 51.
What?
Area 51.
Oh, that stuff I don't really know too much about.
Nah,
alien. Oh, about raiding the area.
About raiding.
Yeah, nah. I don't really have no interest in stuff for you. But Area 51, Yeah, I believe that they're hiding secrets there. Like, that's what they do. They hide secrets. But I'm not educated enough to tell you what the secrets are. But
how about all these rappers are clones, right? These guys disappear. They come back. Their tats are off. It's not exactly perfect.
Like, which one? Which rapper?
Meek Mouse, right?
Meek Mills
off.
Isn't really Meek Mills anymore?
Yeah. Meek
they
Mills?
Should clone them to make them rap better. I'm just kidding.
If you had to give us your top five underground rappers and no one's ever heard that, you're like, dude, you gotta check these guys out. Who, give us any.
Well, my good friend Locksmith is from here. He's from the Bay Area, and he's really great. You know, because he's great because he's a lyricist. He could flow. He could do a live show, and he could battle rap, and he could freestyle. So he's the full package. That's why I always big up Locksmith. There's a guy named Elzai from Detroit that I don't know. The Detroit guys never give him the shine. You know, he's better than all of them. He's probably the best lyricist out of Detroit, but like they don't really give him the shine he deserves. But Elzai is really great, and then. My guy Afro, he has some of the really, you know, hardcore flows. Like, you know, he's really, really, really dope. Underground rappers. So many off the top of the head. Let me get
You can get back to us you're always welcome back.
I want to,
last time we talked briefly, I'm still trying to put this shit on in Vegas. I wanted you to come out, Jamie. From a Hatebreed wanted to do it, so I'm trying to put together these like conspiracy like artists together. But we had talked about once your album's done, down the line, I would love to hire you to do an opening song for either the Tinfoil Hat comedy special that we're gonna produce,
yeah.
Or my special, animate it and then make it really cool. So
also, when the new album drops, there's a lot of lyrical content that you'd want to ask me about.
All right.
Like if you listen to the album, there's many lyrics that you're gonna be like, oh shit, he touched on that. Oh shit, he touched on that too. Oh fuck, he did. Like, so when the record, I'll give you the record in advance when it's done, when it's mastered.
Yeah. Let's end on. We talked about the shootings. What are your thoughts on all these mass shootings and this push to take guns?
Well, it's the same argument that they had for decades. Like, if you go back to magazine covers from the 70s, 60s, 80s, you know, it's like, should we take guns? Should we not take guns? It's like, they some people want to take away certain guns, so they look at a mass shooting and say, hey, this is a good opportunity to do it. And then other people fight to keep the guns. And it's just, it's a hard subject to talk about because there's emotions behind it, and that's what a lot of people are fighting the fight for. They're like, these people getting murdered all over the country. Our country having all these mass shootings. So how do we stop it? So they want to stop it. So a lot of people who are anti-gun actually are good-hearted, but the politicians that are pushing for the gun control aren't good people.
Yeah.
So it's
they
it's
walk
a tough
around
thing.
Bodyguards.
Yeah, exactly. Strapped up like a motherfucker. They want to have guns. They want martial law. Yeah. They want to control us.
They want the money for the house security. Yeah. They got the mansion with the gated
house.
They
want to fear-monger society, and they want to keep the power to themselves, and then police could police us even more. So
I do a joke about it, man. About like, you know, in 2018 we had. Had like 375 deaths by mass shooting. Each one is a horrible, sad loss. You compare that to 992 people lost to gun deaths by cops. And then if you compare that to, on average, we lose 1,000 people every year to autoerotic asphyxiation. So it's like,
They said a lot of the gun deaths are suicides too. Like,
dude, break it down. 65% of gun deaths from. And then if you take Baltimore, Chicago, I think Detroit, and either LA, New York, those are 25% gun deaths happen from boom, boom, boom. So now you pull that out. Now you're at 90% can be put into those two categories, suicides and these bad neighborhood shootings. I'm not saying that those deaths aren't important, because how do those areas get those guns? Yeah. You hear people talk about, like, there was just a truck there, unlocked.
Yeah, of course.
And there were guns in that.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course.
And then it gets into like the hip hop culture.
And then they use it. And then they use that as, oh, look, well, you know, But I'm a pro gun person. I believe that you should have the right to have a weapon in your house, protect your family. You know, if you have a store, protect your, you know, I believe in being able to have weapons. So I just don't have an answer for how to stop mass shootings. I'm not intelligent. None of us have the real answer. We all think we have the answer. Everybody has an answer, but, you know, they keep happening. But
and you take a look at the countries, like obviously Europe. There's countries within Europe that don't have that don't allow guns. Not all of them. There's this notion that all of Europe you can't have guns. There are countries where you can't own guns. But you look at like the violence is like knife stabbings are like skyrocketing.
Well, I was in America on tour, and my two kids are in Berlin. Like I said, you know, my son and my daughter, and. I go on the internet, and it was a couple of years ago at the Christmas market. The guy took the truck and ran in Berlin, ran over a bunch of kids and people, boom, boom, murdered mad people in his truck. And I'm on tour, like trying to call my baby's mother, like, yo, and she's not picking up. And I'm like, yo, so that's the kind of place she takes them to. She takes them to Christmas markets. She does things with the kids all the time. Like, did my kids just get fucking splatted by a truck in fucking Berlin? You know, so there's two sides too, you know?
Right, for sure, for sure. But if you take a look at like let's Europe, you know.
I used to say that too. I'd say, "Yo, they could." I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go for it.
I used to say that. I said, "Like, yo, you know, you take one weapon away, they'll find another way to murder you. They'll create bombs. They'll blow you up in cars. They'll run you over." And I said that like 4 years ago to my baby's mother. I said, "You know, they'll go grab a truck." And she was like, "Well, that doesn't happen." You know,
prisons. Don't make a weapon out of anything. That's the point.
Yeah,
like, anything will work. When you hate someone, you will do anything.
And you look at the influx of immigration because of bombings in their country. They're emigrating from their countries here. And then you look at these culture clashes and these giant, like, rising crime. And I'm not saying this group of people are criminals. They're being forced there by our bombings. You want that? You want immigration? Yeah. Like, as soon as we stop bombing Syria, a lot of Syrians all went back to Syria. But if you let's take those couple countries out of it that took away guns. Let's take a look at a lot of the countries that just took away guns from the population. It was followed by mass genocide. And then you take a look at how they treat women, ethnic minorities, and gays. And it's not pretty at all. Yeah. Russia, Germany, Iran. We go on forever.
Also, he's talking about how you know, in prison you could get a weapon. You know, if you don't have a gun. Think about the history of mankind, period, since cavemen, like since forever. They were all, everybody, mass murdering has been happening since the beginning of time. Before a fucking weapon, a gun ever existed, there was people, okay, let's bring 30 of us to go rape and kill this whole village.
Or you know, animals, even animals. You'd get 30 cavemen to get a mammoth. Like, we was always mass killings. Like, we'd always
just kill animals a lot?
Yeah, like, we'd always get together.
I didn't know what he was talking about. I'm like, you train the animal
Most
to eat everybody?
What the fuck are you talking about? Sometimes he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I was like, wait, so you had a mammoth eat somebody for you?
What do
you
mean?
That was your gun?
You'd always find a way to handle it.
Yeah, well, exactly. There's always been weapons, man. The difference between us and animals is our ability to create tools and shit like that. Yeah. So, great episode as always.
All right, good.
You're one of my favorites. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, and like I said, I'll be back and a little bit more energetic next time.
No, dude, you never have to complain. It's fucking great. I would love to get the Wu-Tang on, dog.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it. Oh, yeah, tell me which members.
Any of them, dog. you're the best, dude. All right, when do you think the album will be dropping?
Well, it's finished. We're mastering it the first week in September. So it's up to my distributor if they want to drop it 2 months after I hand it in, or if they want to start for the new year. So it's, you know, it's up to the label.
What's the usually turnaround time on that?
Well, November. It looks like we can drop it by November, but we have to make the business decision. Does that make sense, or do we start fresh for the new year with all the new videos, with all the, you know, so it's like fresh, so you don't have the whole holiday taken off and they forget about what's going on, like. So we have to decide, do we do it in November, January?
Now, last question. Tool just came on Spotify. You know, they were resistant to that. They got a new album coming out. Can you sell albums anymore, or is it just going to stream?
No, it is about streaming a song and different ways. You know, they'll download each song. You get played for each song they download. But, you know, you have hardcore fanatic fans that want to listen to your project. So, you know, they'll listen from the first song to the last song. So you want to make a great album regardless if it's not the right, you know, if it matters or not. You know, yeah. A lot of people, they'll make, like, we just need the three strong songs that to do the video and to stream those songs and we're good. I want to make sure that my album is a great, great album if it was from any decade, you know? So I don't know if it sells anymore, but I don't give a shit. I know that my new record is going to be a success for what it's supposed to be because
well,
I put a lot of
it. Love it, dude. And whenever it drops, if you're in town or you can Skype in, we'd love to do another episode with you so we can promote the fuck out of it.
Cool. Yeah, but next time when it comes out, you're going to study the album and then you'll have a lot of shit to talk to me about. Yeah.
All right, dude. I'm in, dude. We'll break it down. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You're still terrible at Google search.
He's still garbage, but I love him. I love him. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you guys soon. You guys the best. Thank you, All Things Comedy. Holla at your boy, and we'll see you again soon. Take care. Hey, check out the CW show. August 27th, 9 p.m. It is Sam Tripoli, Jennifer Marshall. We're talking Montauk. Go check it out. Take care, everybody.
Say Nancy Deets. Yo, Nancy. Nancy Deets. Remember, she's your biggest
Nancy
fan. We got to shout her one time.
Nancy Deets in the house. Nancy Deets in the house.
Oh, shit.
Bye, guys. Bye. Bye. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was good.